An Onondaga County grand jury has determined the fatal shooting of a man by a Syracuse police officer in the Syracuse University area last month was justified. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, this was the third fatal shooting by a Syracuse police officer this year.
Oh, okay, you should back up. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up.
A Syracuse University medical transport van's dashboard camera captured the moment when 41-year-old Derek Brown of Syracuse started shooting at Officer Joseph Morrow. Witnesses confirmed Brown was the first to fire. He was pulled over by Morrow because the taillights were out on the car he was driving. Brown fired 7 shots and was killed after Officer Morrow shot him twice. Onondaga County District Attorney William Fitzpatrick says Brown had 5 previous felony convictions involving drugs and weapons. One of those convictions included a 7-year sentence Brown served for possessing an illegal handgun.
He had made statements to a number of civilian witnesses that were corroborated and recorded by the Syracuse Police Department that if he was caught with a gun, quote, you would read about him in the papers because he was not going to state prison.
Fitzpatrick called it a miracle Officer Morrow is still alive. The 3 fatal shootings this year by Syracuse police officers were all found to be justified by grand juries. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.